about your wife or your girlfriend, your sons, daughters, nieces, nephews, siblings, parents, grandparents, anyone you hold close to your heart that you cherish. Now, as you're thinking about their faces, each and every individual one, look at where they stay. Broaden your thoughts to their home, their block, the community, the neighborhoods, the cities. Think about where they stay. Now, I want you to visualize the circumstances, fatherlessness, homelessness, mental illness, depression, health issues, the shows they watch, the music they listen to, the substances they take to cope. Think about the anxiety, the trauma they had to go through, the pain they have to live with, the hopelessness. Now open your eyes. Everyone and everything you just envisioned has been given for your oversight. Imagine Christ is sitting right by your side, whispering into your spirit, the power that is in I is now transferred to you. You're created in my design, my divine plan to use man to reach the lives of the lost and to cover their families, their wives, daughters, and sons, just like in the book of Psalms, chapter 128. If a man follows after God, his family will also be prosperous. So we must pick up our cross and just walk. So can I talk for a minute? I mean, we're all well aware these final hours that we're living in is crucial. We can't afford to operate like business as usual. Distracted with social issues, dealing with daily abuse so much, we're overconsumed, battling natural factors, but never actually attacking the root. And I'm just being truthful. Men, spiritually, many of us have been unproductive. That's why our kids are running amok and our communities are corrupted. It is a must that we solidify our commitment. Complete submission of Christ ain't a...
Thank you.